You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi, and on today's episode, we are talking about growing your streams of income in 2021 and why you might consider launching a Patreon or starting a coaching business this year. So this episode is going to take you through if you're ready to do it, what it looks like to be a coach in the music industry, and the music industry landscape in 2021 in general. So I'm going to keep this intro short since the episode is on the longer side, but before I do, I want to mention one thing, which is that in this episode, you will hear me mention my free challenge, and you'll hear me say that it starts tomorrow. Well, this episode is taken from an IG Live that was on Sunday. The free challenge, by the time you hear this, has already ended. However, for today only, you can register and get all of the replays that are still up. So head to katiezaccardi.com/free challenge, and I'll put the link in the show notes to register for the free challenge, and then you can just binge watch all of the replays. There's 3 days, 3 replays. Binge watch them at your own pace, whether it's in one day or you spread it out, and get in on this free challenge. All right, let's dive into the episode. So today I want to talk about coaching in the music industry, what it is like as like a profession, and also what it takes to be a coach, and what the kind of landscape is. So I think it's really interesting because there's a lot of coaches out there in the music industry who already exist, who are super like hustle culture. We all know that the music industry up until the last few years was very hustle culture oriented. And I think that there is still a lot of coaches who believe that. There's a lot who don't, but there's a lot who do. Now, you also have to partner with the fact that like Instagram and social media in general has become a lot more approachable, and honestly the main way that a lot of people can market themselves and reach more and more people. So with that, I've noticed a large uptick in online music industry coaches, which is amazing. And I'll also mention that I've seen a lot of wellness coaches coming up. So here is where I want to talk about this, because I, as a coach in the music industry, always had trouble finding a coach, like a business coach, who understood the music industry. Let me know if anybody else listening relates to this. I started my music business journey technically when I was in college, right? Like, I went to school for music business. I studied it. When I came out, I was all just like self-taught. When I came out of college, I just sort of like took what I learned with me and implemented it and continued to learn. And I also learned from being an indie artist myself. I worked with a nonprofit, Woman Crush Music, and I learned from, again, implementation and just doing it, like getting out there and doing it. But then when I decided I was gonna start my business, I was focused still in the wellness sphere. But when I looked for a business program, there were no like programs for coaches out there, right? There were no like business programs for music industry specific coaches out there. And it was fine. Like, I just ended up joining a program where it was mostly people who had worked with fitness coaches, because that was like the big wave that was happening, and where everyone was a fitness coach. And so the business coaches were primarily teaching fitness coaches, or a little bit of like wellness coaches, which is kind of where I ended up fitting into the picture, because it was like, oh, well, I'm a wellness coach, and so I'm kind of focusing on that area of things, health and wellness, yada yada. But even still, then I finished that program. I did another program that was specifically around money. So it wasn't supposed to be like music business related anyway, because it was about money. But I ended up from there working with that coach on my business. And I always had to explain to my coaches, and the coach after that, I always have to explain to my coaches, like, this is what the music industry is about. This is how my clients operate. This is the mindset. Because if they don't work in the music industry, they don't get it. I even had a coach once tell me that I should probably focus specifically or like intently on referral promotions and marketing for my business, because she just didn't understand how big of a market there is out there for indie musicians who, just indie musicians in general. Like, the market of indie musicians is huge. But if you're not in the music industry, you don't really understand that. And so this is something that I've just experienced as a coach. And now I'm really seeking out to bridge that gap and be the business coach for women in music, for coaches in the music industry. And of course, I still serve artists, especially with like what we've got coming up, launching a Patreon. It all ties together, and I don't see the need to separate those two. But if you are thinking about expanding your streams of income and you maybe already do teach, or you want to start teaching, or you already do coach and you want to start coaching, or you want to start coaching, these are some important things that you need to know. So Courtney says, I didn't seek coaches before you, but as a music major in a business program, I found it hard to get counsel in combining the two. Exactly. So it's super hard to find coaches who will help with the business. And if I'm also speaking like for what I value, because I also value having coaches who understand and value the importance of like self-care, wellness, mental health, mindset, like that kind of like, we'll call it personal development bubble. So how do you find a coach who understands the music industry and music, understands business and is going to help you excel in that, and understands the personal development and isn't just going to like push you to hustle until you drop? Because that's what I personally find the music industry coaches out there who are primarily focused on artists, not coaches, or not people with multifaceted businesses, because you might be an artist who wants to expand into coaching or teaching, like I've said, and it's like, where do I go? Where do I get support? So just like I said before, that's where I really am focused now, and that's what the new program out to launch is focused on. Our free challenge is coming up tomorrow. So if you want to learn all about launching and the three biggest mistakes to avoid when launching, this is for you. Head to the link in my bio to sign up, or head to katiezaccardi.com/free challenge to sign up. But what does it take to be a coach in the music industry? Like, how do you get started? So the free challenge that we're running is for anyone who's launching a Patreon, who's launching a coaching program, or like a teaching business or a program, like a teaching studio, an online music studio. Today, I want to talk specifically to the coaches and teachers, because if you're an artist launching Patreon, just go sign up for the challenge. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love it. But if you're thinking about expanding your streams of income in a different way through coaching or teaching, how do you know if now is the right time to get started? How do you know if you have enough experience? How do you know if this is a good fit for you? That is what we're going to talk about today. So the biggest thing that I have learned throughout all of this is really that you only have to be like 10 steps ahead of the person that you're trying to teach. So you don't have to be an expert in anything. You don't have to have come to the final resting place. Often with whatever it is you're teaching, there is no like final place that you're at. So don't get stuck in perfectionism. Just acknowledge that you have to be in a place where you can look back and see who like your past self was, like, oh, this is the spot that I was in, and I'm gonna teach that person who's in that spot. I compare it to when I wanted to do my yoga teacher training. I personally at the time like couldn't do a handstand or a headstand, or like I wasn't into or didn't want to do like all the really crazy yoga poses. And when I decided to do it, I remember having a conversation with my dad and being like, okay, can I teach yoga if like I can't do those poses? Yes, because I don't have to teach advanced yoga. I don't have to teach a headstand seminar. I can just teach beginner's yoga or gentle yoga or whatever it is that I wanted to go for. That was most relevant to what I knew, and that I knew I was an expert, we'll say, in that, or like I was well-versed enough to teach that. Obviously, I did my yoga teacher training, so I was trained to be able to teach all of it, but still, I could focus on what I felt really, really confident teaching, and I didn't have to worry about being at like C, you know, A, B, and C. I didn't have to be at A, C, but if I was at point B, I could still teach point A. So that is what I want you to think about when you're trying to figure out, you know, where am I at? How am I expanding my streams of income? And am I ready to start teaching or coaching? Because if you see a past version of yourself, or you see someone at point A and you're at point B, yes, you can start teaching. Yes, you can. And all it takes to get started is the will to do it, social media or an email list or some sort of way to market yourself and an offer. Now, we're going to talk about creating an offer all on the free challenge that is happening this week. So if you have questions about that, sign up for the free challenge. But once you have those three things, you are ready to get started. Again, I want to encourage you all to seek out two things. I want to encourage you all to seek out coaches who are in the music industry, and I want to encourage you all to become coaches. Like, if you have something to share, this is a growing space, and there are so many indie artists out there. There are so many different things that you can teach on, and I really believe that now is the time to get into it. A lot of people will say, you know, there's no money in music right now, or no artists want to pay, but if you have the right offer, that's not true. It's not true. If you have the right offer and you know who your audience is, that is simply not true. It's just an excuse for people to like not get started or not want to pitch themselves. Like, especially with the virus last year, so many people were like, I don't feel like I should, you know, pitch my services, or I don't feel like I should do this. I don't feel like it's fair to sell right now because people are struggling. But I need you to consider that what you have, the knowledge that you have, is also something that people need and want. And regardless of what might be going on in the world, regardless, people are always struggling in some way, right? Like, some people are always going to be struggling. That sounds really bad, but it's true. But how can you help those people? How can you serve them with what they need? How can you not hold your gifts back, but instead allow yourself to show up, promote your work with the knowledge that your teachings or your offer or your coaching is going to help them move forward in their lives? And so that's something that holds a lot of coaches back from either starting or from promoting their work, is because they feel like, I don't know, like, I just know that my audience is broke, or I just know that my audience is struggling and they won't want to do it. Well, is what you have to offer relevant to them? If so, none of that should matter. All it's going to take is making sure the offer is strong and making sure you're selling it in a way that's authentic and not super pushy or salesy, but expresses to them and really gets them engaged with your offer and knowing that this is going to serve them and that they want in on it. So I'm not going to go too in-depth with that, because again, this is something we're going to go in-depth on in the free challenge tomorrow. Well, technically Tuesday, we're going to cover the selling. Wednesday, we're going to cover the selling topic. Tuesday too, because Tuesday is about warming up your audience, and that's a huge part of it. But I want to see more coaches out there, more coaches in the music industry out there. And I'm seeing a lot of wellness coaches pop up, and I'm so excited about that. But soon there's going to be an evolution of, you have the artists learning from coaches, and then you have the coaches learning from business coaches. And if you are thinking about being in the group of coaches, maybe even eventually working your way up to the group of coaches who are coaching coaches, so it's like Inception-y, but basically that is the business coaching aspect of it, then don't be afraid. Now is the time to go into that coaching world. And you don't have to give up your artistry to do it. You can do both. You can be an artist and be a coach. Like I said, it's about having a multifaceted business. And I am noticing so many of my clients come to me and they say, I'm so tired of just this hustle culture. Like, every course I've taken was so fast paced. Like, even if the information was valuable, there's a couple courses I know, like, I've had multiple people come to me and say, like, oh, I took this course to, you know, try and do this thing. I don't want to say what it is, because I'm not here to like out people, but they've just been like, it was really intense and like the information was valuable, but it really burnt me out just simply trying to keep up with it because of the way it was presented and structured, and almost like the energy behind it too. As a woman in music, as a young woman in music, I also want to learn from someone who gets it. I want to learn from other women. I want to learn from other people who have, you know, experienced similar things that I've experienced. And the experience of being a woman in the music industry, just point blank, is often different from the experience of being a man in the music industry. Let me know if you're resonating with any of this. But that's why I'm here to encourage other women in music and non-binary people as well, to get into this and to not be afraid to step up and, you know, really go all in creating a multifaceted music career and not being afraid to share what they've learned for other people. Because people are craving, like, I am seeing it with my eyes, people are craving a different way. People are craving a way to learn that's not focused on the hustle, that's not super, like, either you do it or you're not committed. Like, either you literally work 24 hours a day or you just don't care enough. Like, who is so sick and tired of hearing that? Because I know that I am. I know that my clients are. They come to me and they tell me that. That's why they work with me. Because I'm not about that. We still get shit done. We still get so much shit done. We still get results. We still make money. But we don't have to worry about hustling or breaking our back or, like, worrying if we deserve it enough just because we're not burning out doing it. There are so many people out there who are ready to learn from a coach, whether they straight up want to learn how to not burn out, how to take better care of myself, whether they want to learn how to record at home because I'm so sick of working with men, or just because I want to do it at home and work more efficiently, whether they want to learn how to market themselves, how to do social media, like how to do that more strategy stuff. Maybe they want to learn how to do sync. Maybe they want, like, there's so many, a million freaking facets of the music industry. And people want to learn about this stuff from a place that is heart-centered, from someone who resonates with them, and in a way that is not focused on the hustle. And trust me when I say that part of selling is not about the just selling. Oh, my offer will sell itself, or, you know, oh, this is what they want. People want to resonate with you. And a lot of your clients will maybe be like you or have an energy or an element that's like you, or they're going to resonate with you on some sort of level that's not just about what you are teaching or what you are saying, or even music-wise, what music you're putting out there. And so that aspect of it can't be denied. And it really does speak to, you know, making sure you're putting personal content out there, making sure you're allowing people to get to know you, and acknowledging that while you, like, it's, you can't sell your program just by being like, it's my program, join it. And you can't sell a program just by being like, this is what it'll teach you, join it. It's really a conversation. That's not the right word, but that works. Combination of those two things that sells it. Kitty says, this is exactly what I needed to hear. I love performing, but I also think coaching can be super valuable for other musicians. Yes, I want to do both, but I keep feeling that I have to choose a path. No! Oh my gosh, Kitty, if you haven't already yet, go to the link in my bio and join the free challenge that we're running starting tomorrow, because... And I don't know if Hope or Courtney are still here. I saw that they tuned in, but they can testify to this, because both of them have music careers where they're doing both. And, like, this is the cold hard truth that I just kind of want to get out there. There's so many musicians who are forcing themselves to make money full time by just releasing music or just doing local gigs. And I'm gonna talk specifically to the environment that we're in right now, because with the COVID environment right now, like, we can't tour, there's not a lot of room for gigging in general as it is, and there's no room really for touring. So that can definitely be a source of income, although that does require a lot of planning and it does include a lot of expenses even to make that happen. So, like, even if you're going to tour and you're going to commit to make money for touring, you still have to build up a lot of resources and make sure that you're really managing your money and really working on, like, headlining for other, or opening. You want to make sure that you are opening for a headliner that has a big audience and that can, like, become your audience, instead of just trying to do, like, itsy bitsy gigs. Like, we're not talking about touring strategy today, but, like, I just want to give you an insight as to the fact that, like, yes, even in an ideal world when that's happening, and hopefully that'll be in the next year or so, that'll come back in full force, that still takes so much money out of your pocket and so much overhead that you have to cover before you can even make money for that. So it's not even just like, oh, you know, I'll just go out and do it and it's so fun. Like, no, you have gas, you have a plane fare or whatever it is. You have to pay for hotels, you have to pay for all this other stuff. And so it's not as easy as it might seem. merch, you know, again, it's like, unless you have a huge audience, it's not.
Hey everyone, this is Tuck from Fit for a King, an off-road minivan. Every week I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.